Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Five people, including four children, were shot outside the pool of a West Philly rec center. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us a teenager is in critical condition.
Earlier in the day, there was a fight here at Christie Rec Center at 56th and Christian Streets. Staff broke it up, but officials say people involved in the fight came back just after 4 p.m. Police don't know how many shooters there were, but they say shots were fired outside the pool area on 56th Street. Officials say a 16-year-old boy was shot twice in the back. He's in critical condition. A 10-year-old boy, an 11-year-old girl, and a 32-year-old male staff member all suffered graze wounds and are expected to be okay. Police also say another 16-year-old boy is stable. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says this shooting was personal for him.
It's difficult for me today because I grew up here and lived only two blocks away. This was always a safe place for us as children to come.
Mayor Sherelle Parker echoed the sentiment that rec centers and city pools need to be protected.
This swimming pool just opened for the summer season today. Our swimming pools have to be safe havens for our young people and families, especially as we deal with the summer heat.
Officials say there were 10 staff members on site. A day camp had ended just an hour prior to the shooting. Christie will be closed on Thursday. In West Philly, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A former state employee has admitted to stealing more than $140,000 from religious and political organizations he was involved in over a four-year period. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
68-year-old Willie Jordan of Upper Darby admits stealing $57,000 from an unnamed religious organization where he served as a deacon, and more than $85,000 from the city's 44th ward, where he served as the ward's Democratic leader. The U.S. Attorney's Office says between 2020 and 2024, Jordan spent the money on credit card bills, utility bills, and at one point used $12,500 from the political organization to pay for a family member's funeral. During that time, Jordan was on the staff of State Senator Vincent Hughes. Hughes's office says Jordan is no longer an employee of the state, and to their knowledge, none of the allegations against Jordan involved his work in state offices. Jordan has pled guilty to two counts of wire fraud and faces up to 20 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for November 19th. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9. FM.
Cherry Hill's fire department is getting $2 million from the state to build a new fire training facility. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The burn building will go up behind the fire station on Marl Crest Road. Cherry Hill Fire Chief Wade Houlihan says practice makes perfect, and this facility will be the training ground for firefighters to learn how to deal with solar panels and lithium batteries and all sorts of modern technologies found at homes and businesses.
It requires us to stay up on all the changes in everything we respond to. So it's just a task that we have to maintain proficiency with and learn and almost become technicians, sometimes more than being a firefighter.
And this won't be just for Cherry Hill. Firefighters from neighboring towns will also be invited to train at the burn building to ensure they're also ready for anything. Plans for the building are still being worked out, and more announcements on the design and construction schedule are expected in the coming months. In Cherry Hill, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Temperatures finally start going down a bit today and will really plummet tomorrow. While locals have been trying to find ways to avoid the heat, KYW's Sunny Morgan talked to tourists who want to explore the city despite the weather.
How are you guys been braving the Philly heat?
Clearly not well. I'm like sweating really badly, actually. And I wanted to look cute, but I think I shouldn't have worn a long sleeve.
That's Ella, who's visiting with her family and touring colleges in the area. She says they thought coming out in the morning would help, but the heat got an early start. Ethan, who was also with his parents and brother, intentionally worked up a sweat.
We were just running up the steps, taking pictures next to the Rocky statue, because we've seen all the movies and we are a ginormous fan of him.
He has some advice for kids braving the heat like him.
If you have a mini fan, bring a mini fan, bring lots of water, and just enjoy Philadelphia. It's really nice out here.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.